From Land Grant Brewing Company, Columbus, Ohio.
Right in front, dude.
Just make sure to get a bunch of spittle, like all over the mic.
Yeah, I'm good at that.
Ooh, that's good.
Did you like that? Were you recording that one?
Yeah.
Land Grant Brewing presents Land Grant University Beers with the Brewers.
Here we are again in the Kickstarter room at the Land Grant Brewing Company Tap Room on Beers with the Brewers. I'm Mark Richards, and brewer today, Dan Schaefer.
Ahoy.
Adam Benner.
Hello.
Also, Walt Keys.
Hello, everyone.
What's going on, Walt Keys?
Not too much. It's November, November 14th.
Launches, the episode date is November 14th.
That's right. Today's show is Cranble Jamble. We created a new word. Walt nailed it. Cranble.
Yep.
It's the Cranble Jamble. This is a fruited ale with cranberries and raspberries. Pretty refreshing.
I was shocked that no one used my name suggestion.
What was your name suggestion?
Crapberry.
Oh, crapberry. Yeah.
It sounds festive.
It just rolls off the tongue.
It sure does.
It does.
Literally and figuratively.
You got a suggested food pairing with this?
Thanksgiving.
A little Thanksgiving dinner.
And where could you get that, Adam? Because I put my order in today.
A big plug for our friends at Ray Ray's. You can get your own smoked turkey breast, smoked ham, other fixins. Yeah, my wife and I got
They do all the fixins, too.
And they also have green beans with, maybe pork. mashed taters and gravy.
Wow. Yeah, my wife and I did this 2 years ago. We had Thanksgiving, just the two of us, but got the turkey breast, smoked turkey breast, and it is actually, and they tell you, it serves 12, so we ate a lot of delicious Ray Ray's smoked turkey sandwiches for the next week or so, but highly recommend it. You can order that online and then pick it up. Are we a pickup location this year?
We are not, actually. Okay. Only Clintonville and Westerville are the pickup locations.
All right. So you can pick it up at Clintonville or Westerville, but highly recommend adding a Ray Ray smoked turkey to your Thanksgiving.
Yep. Tradition. Order it right online.
Yeah.
That's what I did today, and I am excited about Thanksgiving, and Adam vouches for it. It's solid.
Talking about new Thanksgiving traditions, this Cranble Jamble should go right next to that that stuffing and turkey and all that fun stuff. Mm-hmm. It's a delicious beer.
What's your guys' favorite part of Thanksgiving dinner? Like, what's your favorite thing?
Oyster dressing.
Gross.
Like oyster crackers, or are you talking oysters?
I'm talking oysters.
Yeah.
You put oysters in the dressing. And you bake it. That's great.
I'd rather go for the White Castle stuffing.
The White Castle stuffing. Make that
That's good,
one
too.
1 year, I did the oyster dressing, and it just
didn't work out for you?
No.
Sounds pretty salty.
Maybe it was your first time is all.
It was good. I have some staunch traditionalists in my family, so anything outside the norm is not going to pass muster.
Yeah, deviation from the traditional menu is frowned upon in my family.
Well, luckily in both my and my wife's family, that is tradition, so works out.
Yeah.
Sometimes you find the right person.
I suppose that's a coastal thing anyway.
Yeah.
Just like they do the cornbread stuff in downtown.
All right. Well, hey, Walt, what we got going on at the tap room talking about other type of events?
Yeah, we've got a whole bunch of stuff coming up. Start off with the weekend before Thanksgiving, the 24th. Elizabeth Records is doing a pop-up shop here at the tap room. So you come down here, sort through some vinyl, pick up some records to play at your Thanksgiving gathering. And then a semi-related event on the 27th. That's going to be your night before Thanksgiving. Traditionally a big night for big drinking and big partying. We've got the first official Dank Jams going down. And that's going to be our new DJ series. It's going to shift to a Friday night slot in 2020, but we're gonna have the first one on Wednesday night before Thanksgiving. DJ Ender, Al, will be here. He always manages to throw a really solid dance party, so he'll be back. That's going to be the night before Thanksgiving.
That sounds good, man. Yeah. This is called Dank Jams?
Dank Jams.
What do you think of that, Hodge?
So dank.
Yeah. So dank. Yeah, Bonnie drew up a little hop guy on the ones and twos. And you can check that out on Facebook if you're interested in that sort of thing. Looking ahead to December, our friends from Jenny's Ice Cream are coming back for a holiday ice cream and beer pairing event. If you've been to one of these before, you kind of know what the deal is, but you're going to get four scoops of ice cream paired with four of our beers. It's going to run you $25 if you do the 6 o'clock or the 8 o'clock seating, but you can save 10% on that if you do the 4 o'clock seating.
It's a great happy
It's
hour.
A good value.
Yeah.
It's a lot of beer. It's a lot of ice cream. I can't tell you the flavors yet because they are Jenny's special holiday flavors that I don't believe they have announced
flavors.
Yet.
Ooh.
So
when are they coming so we can taste all that ice cream? Because that's one of the best days at the brewery.
Yeah, that's a good meeting to attend.
Tuesday? I think, yeah.
That's Tuesday.
This next week. And so once we taste through them with some beers, we will we'll probably release that tasting guide a little bit ahead of time, but as of right now, it is top secret. Sorry, that is on the 10th. I don't know if I said that. December 10th. Tickets available now on the Land Grant website. $25, three seatings, 4, 6, and 8. Go get your tickets now. It's a Tuesday night. You got nothing better to do, so come down and eat some ice cream and drink some beer. Holiday Enchantment going down on the 14th of December. Santa Claus, carols, merriment of all kinds.
Captain Beard Crumbs.
Captain Beard Crumbs.
Captain Beard Crumbs.
Trees.
Be out of prison for that one. And then also, we teased it on the Instagram the other day, but Adam's whipping up some very festive and very small holiday.
Tiny Town.
Oh, he's been whipping it up all right.
So
it's very important.
The tap room's going to get its annual holiday makeover here soon. So,
maybe earlier than previous years.
If you're in the spirit, we'll have the atmosphere here for you soon.
And if other events come on down, it's the last 3:30 game of the year this weekend at the tap room, and then you got the noon home game against Penn State, and then that team up north on Saturday the 30th. Get here for noon on that Thanksgiving weekend. And
drink some Skull Session.
Drink some Skull Session. It's available in the tap room.
It's going to be a tight one against Rutgers, so you're going to want to get here early so you can get your seat for the whole game.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's going to be close.
And also, if you are still watching NFL football and didn't give up on the Cleveland Browns, they did win last week, and they are playing the Steelers tonight, November 14th. And we'll have that game on inside. It's a little too cold to throw it outside in the beer garden, but come on down for that.
Yeah, I don't watch a lot of NFL, but I see that my Bengals are really making a run at Joe Burrow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it seems to be the goal of the season.
That or Chase Young, of the two.
I don't know. I think Joe Burrow would be more exciting.
You need
defensive lines.
I think Chase Young could play quarterback.
Now that would be exciting to watch. I would tune in every week if that was the case.
All right.
Bengals could get me back that way.
So Dan Bull, what about this Cran Bull?
No.
You're fired.
Jam Bull.
No. You're fired from your job.
No.
I ignored everything after Dan. Anyway.
I don't blame you.
So, coming in slightly lighter than our fall Jam Bull. At 5.1% ABV, 12 IBUs. So we really like that pie crust character we got from that combo of Bonlander, Munich, and Amber. But with this beer being lighter, both ABV-wise and with less fruit, I think we wanted to back off that a bit, so we used about half as much of that. And again, it's just kind of, it's ESB-ish, the base. And in terms of fruiting, I think it was like a pound per gallon region.
Pound per gallon or barrel?
Barrel. Hold on. Yes, pound per barrel. Sorry.
It's all right.
No.
So about 700 pounds of fruit. Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, pound per gallon.
Yeah.
You're right.
It's make a lot me of question fruit. Everything yeah. I know. But yeah, it's pretty straightforward. We obviously want to do something with cranberry for the season. But there's a reason why you don't find straight cranberries that don't have a ton of sugar added to them, or orange or some other fruit, as they can be quite bitter and tannic on their own. But it's really nice with the raspberry. This is a, what do we do? 3-to-1 ratio. And you get the sweetness of the raspberry up front, the back end. You get kind of that tannic drying grip from the cranberries. It's very Moorish.
That's nice.
Yeah, as it warms up, I think I'd get more of the cranberry, that finish that you're talking about. It's comparing this to the blackberry, I think this is my favorite of the jambles. I'd say blackberry jamble is very good, but I could drink a lot of this.
Mm-hmm. How much could you drink?
How crushable is it?
That's six crusher.
Six, even with turkey,
5.1%. Yeah, with turkey, that's the other thing. You could drink this the entire meal. From your salad? Do people eat salad at Thanksgiving?
I heard you saying you could drink your entire meal.
You could drink it. This could be your entire meal.
That is one way to do Thanksgiving. Get the blender out.
It would pair well
cranberry
with
salad.
with your mashed potatoes and stuffing and cranberry sauce on the side.
Yeah, this could Brussels be all, sprouts with bacon count as salad.
This could be all day.
Yeah, I'd say
Thanksgiving.
So.
Sounds
green beans might count as a salad.
And you can have it with salad. Yeah.
And then you can have it with the pie afterwards. And while you're watching football on the couch, if you partake in that.
Yeah, I would go with the beard crumbs with the dessert with a pecan pie.
Mm. Ooh, but beard crumbs, pecan
pie. That's a solid call.
Yeah,
but
that's
other
good.
Than that, I think this cramble jamble is all day.
And you're not driving anywhere, so you could probably still do a six crusher and throw that beard crumbs in there.
Yeah, I'm not. We're hosting, so I don't have to. Yeah, I don't have to go anywhere.
Yeah. Who are you hosting?
My general extended family.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
Former producer Julie
will be there. We're actually walking into Julie's house for dessert. We're doing
are you going to do Carol? Are you going to do tonight? Carols on the way to the Heathfield Keys household?
Thanksgiving is not a caroling holiday.
Thanksgiving, Mark.
Maybe that's when it starts.
Mark, I think Adam's mind is so wrapped around Christmas
now. I think that the Christmas season starts as soon as Thanksgiving dinner is done.
Yeah, so they finish Thanksgiving dinner. They're putting on their full caroling regalia.
Yeah, maybe I'll wear the beard crumb suit for the walk. And if you live in Clintonville, maybe you'll see me.
Oh, that's a good call.
I just imagine you looking like Dan Aykroyd. In Trading Places, that version of Captain Beer Crumbs, and you're sneaking a salmon underneath your Captain Beard Crumbs.
Well, if he doesn't go to jail, he can't be recently released for jail for the holiday enchantment.
This is true.
Yeah. Does Captain Beer Crumbs have prison tats? Just like, I don't know, maybe
no
a cookie.
No one's ever seen his body.
A full sleeve of oatmeal cookies.
As we're building the backstory of Captain Beard Crumbs.
No one has ever seen his body.
But yeah. Six. So who do we got? Dan left on that, right?
I would say five, but six if I have my stretchy pants on.
I don't know if I officially said it, but yeah, I would say six.
So we're going to make Dan say this is a unanimous six crusher.
And that is, obviously, if you're staying at home or have safe and secure transportation from Thanksgiving dinner.
Over the river and through the woods.
Yeah.
Grandmother's house we go.
Yeah. Have someone else drive you.
Yeah.
But, yeah, looking at it, pours a beautiful ruby color to it.
Yeah, ruby's a good color. Yeah. A good name for that.
It's got a hue.
Aromatics are very, very pungent. And it's a home run.
It did go through the centrifuge like most of our beers do, but with those pectins, particularly from cranberries, are super high in pectins. It does have a bit of a haze to it. But
So if you're a fan of hazy beers,
get on it
right here.
Get on that haze, brah.
Well, the day that we were canning this, like I opened the door as the cans started coming down the line to the brewery, and it was like a waft of berries just almost knocked you back into the room. It was insane how much berry smell was back there.
Yeah, the aroma on it's outstanding.
It is. Fresh. Well, hey, it is
It's available around town.
Around town.
Tap room.
Obviously a tap room, yep. Local retailers, select bars. Should be able to find it some places and most grocery stores.
I'd say grab some if you're going to go to that Penn State game and tailgate for that. You probably, if you see this in the store, grab it now. I don't think it's going to last that long.
Yeah, there's not a ton of it. And it's
and stock up for Thanksgiving because I think once you try this, you're going to want to buy a bunch of it.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. So, hey, speaking of tailgating, Adam, one of our favorite tailgaters sent us a question from a listener, Luke Nutter. And not only did he send us a question from a listener, he knew we were talking about Cramble Jamble, which is his new favorite beer, is what he's telling us. So just happens to be he's in the tap room right now.
How about that?
And Luke
asked the question.
Radio magic.
You might as well read your own question.
How you guys doing? Long time, first time.
Hey, and welcome to the podcast.
Welcome.
So here we go. Cramble Jamble, my new favorite brew down here from Langerant. You know, outside of the cranberry and raspberries, what are some of the unique elements that help create the nice seasonal flavor profile of the Cramble Jamble? And then also, how did you go about sourcing these elements?
Well, in terms of making this distinct from Blackberry Jamble, I think we already talked about the sort of pie crust character you get from Munich and Amber. I think I yoinked that directly from a homebrewing website or forum. And we also decided to switch from our English yeast strain, which can be sort of cantankerous, and to our what is now becoming our house Kvike strain that we fermented at 95 degrees, and it just rips through everything. And I think that helped to create the really dry finish on this that is nice and something that you particularly want to drink with food.
And I think also with this beer, it's not, and I guess with any of the other fruit beers we've done, it's not fruit flavoring. It is puree. We're buying.
Oh, that's true.
We're purchasing pureed, in this case, raspberries and cranberries, and they are oxygen free is really the only thing they do to them, right?
Yep.
Remove any stems and seeds.
Yep, from our friends out at Oregon Fruit
no
Products.
Stems, no seeds, huh?
Yeah, you don't want stems and seeds.
I was going to let it go, but
it's so dank.
There you go. You
can we're children over here at this end of the table.
Yeah, so we're not dosing it with artificial flavors or similar flavors. It's actual.
It is real fruit.
It's fruit, but it's mushed up,
yeah.
So it's easier to handle.
The cranberry is much easier than the raspberry. The raspberry, you get all the sort of gunk at the bottom of the bag. But the cranberry, after they process them, it's mostly just liquid. It's super easy to get out.
So it doesn't come out in the shape of the container that it was delivered in.
Different
type of cranberry.
And thank
Way
you
different
to,
from the canned version.
Thank you to Justin for putting in all the fruit on this, because it was unlike the massive totes that we used for Jamble, for Blackberry Jamble. This came in individual 42-pound boxes, of which geez. I think there was 9 times 3. There's a lot of boxes, so and you can only get about three or four boxes in the hopper every time.
So about 20 to 25 boxes probably.
I think it was closer to 30, somewhere in there. We purge it out after we put the fruit in too. So repeat that multiple times.
And oh boy.
He was working on it all afternoon.
Yeah. Well, that labor of love turned out a fantastic beer. So
Luke, you had one more question, right?
I do. So guys, I've been here for the many of the anniversaries, including the 4 years of beers and 5 years this year. Love that sign on top of the building here on West Town Street. So the question is, as you guys continue to grow, where do you look for inspiration for the next great Langerant beer?
Dan, you want to take this one first?
Well, hey. for me, a lot of what inspires me is travel, which I increasingly don't get to do too often with two kids, but also just eating weird stuff, as was the case with in the Rare Beer Fest. And Ladoo, come down to the tap room, folks, is based on the Indian dessert, and it had coconut, almond flour, mango, vanilla, and a bit of cardamom. I do tend to do that, infuse a lot of sort of Southeast Asian flavors and concepts into beers, whether they belong there or not, because I'd find it interesting. But more like the other beer from the Rare Beer Fest was based on a chocolate syrup recipe that Alton Brown had on the reboot of Good Eats series that I've been watching.
Yeah, we got to get that one back on tap. That was pretty tasty.
Yeah, we've got the rest of that sitting in the bright, and we got to get that out of there. So,
yeah.
I think when we kind of talk about new beers as well, it's not yet, I think David Dan said, is from the Eats, but it's also we've even thought about at least what we're drinking outside of just beer kind of inspires that too, I think, with some of the beers that we've come up with or are going to come up with as well that are in the hopper, I'd say. But I think, you know, when you look at a lot of people talk, I mean, this isn't a Langrand thing, and we have no plans of doing a seltzer, but when you look at how much LaCroix just took off, it's no shock that something like White Claw took off as much as it did as well, when you see basically, you know, so many people are drinking LaCroix and seltzer waters, that the alcohol itself, seltzer. So it doesn't necessarily just have to be within beer, and seeing, you know, I think we're still inspired by what breweries all around are doing and what we can do our own take on that. But I think it, like Dan mentioned, that Ledoux and the corner pieces were two takes on something that no one was really doing. It was a totally different. It's so that's one of the fun things that 5 years in we can get to. We've got a lot of really good solid beers, and I think I say this every year, but there's a lot of really good beers that we've never brewed yet. That it's exciting times here at the Langrand Brewing Company.
We've got some weirdness planned for next year.
Ooh, weirdness is good. So, Luke, thanks a lot for dropping by the Beers with the Brewers podcast.
Anytime I can hang out with you guys, it's just always a great joy for me, you know. So really, I'm the big winner here, guys.
Nice. Yeah, how did Jamble go down? Go over pretty well at the Opoc tailgate last weekend?
It was absolutely gone. We got 4 cases of it from you guys. And we had none left, so that's why I wanted to come down and get some more. That's why I'm here.
Picking it up today, a week and a half early before the Penn State game, is very smart. As already warned, it will probably be gone. So we will restate that for all of you listeners out there. If you have not bought your six-pack, don't delay. This is because either it's – or you'll just go to the Opoc tailgate and drink it there, because we're going to take the rest of it. So –
well, don't drink it all before the game, Luke. Thanks for coming down.
Yeah, thanks.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what are we talking about next week?
Next week, we've got Concentrate version 104.
Well, that's on
tap. Our hazy IPA. It's on tap now.
It's on tap now at the brewery. Six packs to go, and then in market next week?
Next week.
And market next week.
Are we taking a break for Thanksgiving? How does that work? What if you want? I remember talking about this last year. We recorded on Wednesday. I mean, most people are probably going to want to sit around their table while they're eating those salads and listen to Langrand Beers at the Brewers. Say.
Yeah, so we got a couple beads on some special guests that I think we might release for that week, but TBD.
They call that a tease in the radio.
It's not a spoiler, just a tease.
So, well, cool. And as mentioned, check out Ray Ray's to get pre-order that Thanksgiving turkey breast or other fixins.
And then get down to the tap room, get yourself a 6-pack of Cramble Jamble to put in the back of the fridge, and one in the front so you can drink it now.
You know what? Another good beer for Thanksgiving dinner is going to be for a lot of people, especially if you're watching that football, is that Peak. I'm telling you, that's a home run.
Ooh.
2 home runs right now. That's what I got in my fridge. A bunch of Peak and some Cramble Jamble.
Well, home runs are perfect for football season, Adam.
Well, yeah. All right, it's a touchdown. There you go.
Peace out. Tip your bartenders.
All right. Cheers.
Bye. Where's Walt Keyes? Oh, that's,
My name is Walt Keyes. My name is Walt Keyes.
My name is Walt Keyes. My name is Walt Keyes.
That's nice.
My name is Walt Keyes.
You guys nodded me.
My name is Waldkeis.
Oh. All right, now we got him back. Now you, Walt.
All right, we're doing us.
My name is Walt. Waldkeis.
Oh, there he is again.
That was Hans.
So dang.